the random life. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever felt like you were stuck? Like you needed some change in your life, but you weren't sure how to change it? A guy named Max Hawkins did. He's a computer programmer who chose an unusually creative way to get unstuck. A few years ago, Max had what most people would say was an extremely nice life. He had a great job, good friends, and a beautiful home. What more could you want? But Max just wasn't satisfied. He felt like he was always doing the same things, hanging out with the same people, and missing out on interesting experiences. He felt like he was living in a bubble. So he decided to use his programming experience to do something amazing. He started developing apps to choose where he would go and what he would do at random. What? Seriously. First, he changed his ride-sharing app so that he could call for a car and have it take him to a random point, but still close to his destination. He created another app to find random public events. It might be a yoga class, or a networking event, or even a party at someone's house. Whatever event the app chose, he would go there. Was he nervous that people wouldn't welcome him at their events? Of course. But he usually found that people were friendly and amazed at how he ended up there. Sure, some of the events weren't that exciting, but some of them were incredibly interesting. And all were things he wouldn't have thought to try on his own. What came next? Eventually, Max wanted to see the world. No surprise, he developed an app to choose places to travel. He added price controls so the app wouldn't send him places he couldn't afford. But then he let it choose locations for him all over the world. He went to Vietnam, Germany, India, the United Arab Emirates, Slovenia, the list goes on. But these weren't just weekend visits. Once the app chose a place, Max lived there for a month. And while there, his other apps told him how to spend his time, which events to attend, which restaurants to eat at, and which places to visit. Imagine, he ended up at a political rally in Berlin and a cat cafe in Thailand. Are those places you would have thought of going on your own? 2 years went by. Max found the apps, opened his mind to new experiences and new people. Really, it gave him a whole new understanding of the world. Now, maybe the rest of us don't have the time or the money to travel the globe, but I think we could still learn a thing or two from Max Hawkins about trying new things and getting out of our comfort zone. It is surprisingly easy to get stuck in your own bubble. And finding our way out once in a while is an excellent idea.